Irving Berlin. The man who wrote, "There's no business like show business."
When I was a child in New York, I lived on the streets. But when I grew up, I saw my name on theaters on Broadway. People remember me from my hits, "God Bless America," "Annie, Get Your Gun," and "There's No Business Like Show Business." I was born in 1888 in Eastern Belarus. I was the youngest of 8 children. My family was Jewish, and life was very difficult for Jewish people in Russia at that time. So, when I was 5 years old in 1893, my father decided to take us to the USA. After a very long journey, we arrived in New York. It was a difficult time to arrive in America. There were 2.5 million people in New York, and many, like us, were immigrants looking for work. There were also terrible financial problems at this time, and many companies had closed. There was no work for my parents, and at first we had nowhere to live. Finally, we found an apartment on Manhattan's Lower East Side, but it had no windows. My father found low-paid work at a meat market, but his health suffered. My mother became a midwife. She helped women have their babies. But the women were usually poor and couldn't pay her very much money. I left school when I was 8 and earned a little money selling newspapers and working as a waiter in restaurants. Sometimes I also sang for the customers. When I was 13 years old, my father died. It was a terrible time for my mother, and I wanted to help her. But what could I do? I knew I could sing well, and I enjoyed creating songs. But singing songs wasn't very useful on the East Side, where the streets were full of criminals. I decided to leave home and look for work as a singer. I dreamed of seeing my name written in the theater lights on Broadway. But soon, I was living on the streets because I had no money. I spent every day walking along Broadway and hoping for some good luck. Finally, I got a job as a waiter at Pelham's Cafe in Chinatown. While I was there, I started singing songs which people knew. Sometimes I created my own songs, and people seemed to like them. In 1906, the owners of Pelham's Cafe asked me to write a song for them. I called it "Marie from Sunny Italy." It only earned me 37 cents, but it was the start of my songwriting career. At first, I only wrote the words. I had taught myself to play the piano, but I couldn't write music. Then I met some young musicians called Cliff Hess and Arthur Johnson. After that, we began to write the songs together. I wrote the words, then they composed the music. Later in my life, I always composed my own music. When I was 20 years old, I got a new job at a cafe in the Union Square area of Manhattan, near Broadway. There, I met and played with other young and talented songwriters, including Edgar Leslie, Ted Snyder, and George Whiting. In 1909, Ted Snyder offered me a job as a writer for his music company. Soon after, Ted and I became business partners. Although I wasn't good at playing instruments, I was very good at guessing what people wanted to hear. I knew that they wanted happy songs with a dance rhythm. In 1911, I published my first hit, Alexander's Ragtime Band. People loved the song, and enjoyed dancing to its rhythm. As a result, I was asked to perform it at Oscar Hammerstein's Vaudeville House later that year. I went on to play it at the Broadway Review and other large vaudeville houses. During this time, I fell in love with a girl called Dorothy Goetz, and we got married in 1912. But after only 6 months, Dorothy died from typhus. After this, I wrote my first sad song, When I Lost You. It became a big hit. In 1917, World War I began, and I joined the U.S. Army. I was stationed at Camp Upton in New York. However, I wasn't asked to fight. Instead, I was asked to write music for the soldiers. While I was at Camp Upton, I wrote a musical called Yip, Yip, Yap Hank. The singers in the musical were the soldiers. The next summer, we took the show to Broadway. There were some hit songs in this show, including Oh, How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning and Mandy. I also wrote a song called God Bless America for Yip, Yip, Yap Hank. Finally, I didn't put it in the show, but 20 years later, God Bless America became America's second national anthem. When the war ended, I returned to Tin Pan Alley, the name used for the writers and musicians of Broadway during that time. I was very famous now. Broadway was my second home, and my name was in lights on the theater buildings. My dream had come true. In 1921, I met a man called Sam Harris, and together we built the Music Box Theater. We built it in New York City because the city had inspired so many of my songs. Many of my most famous shows were performed there. 4 years later, I fell in love with a woman called Ellen Mackay. We married in 1926 and had 4 children. During our long and happy marriage, I continued to write songs and develop shows. Always, How Deep is the Ocean and Putting on the Ritz were huge hits. People all over the world were listening to songs like A Pretty Girl is Like a Melody, Easter Parade, and Blue Skies. White Christmas became an international hit, which is still regularly played on radio and television today. I also continued to write Broadway musicals, including Call Me Madam, Annie Get Your Gun, and There's No Business Like Show Business. My songs were sung by famous singers, including Bing Crosby, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, and Judy Garland. I was awarded many prizes for my music, including the Tony Award for Call Me Madam. I also won an Academy Award, an Oscar for White Christmas, and a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. In 1970, I became a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. New York was a city that I loved and enjoyed, and it was my home until I died peacefully in my sleep in 1989. I was 101 years old.